From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. While there have yet to be any confirmed cases of COVID-19 or coronavirus in Missouri, there have nonetheless been fears of what an outbreak would mean for the state. I spoke with Lucio Betoy from Columbia and Boone County Public Health and Human Services to find out how local officials are preparing for and monitoring the disease.
The situation with COVID-19 is still relatively new, and there are some unknowns with it, so that's kind of what I would imagine it is contributing to some of the, you know, fear about it, because, I mean, fear of the unknown is a very real thing, especially when it comes to health and wellness. But it is a situation that is being monitored and planned for at, you know, the federal, state, and local level, both by government institutions and your local public health infrastructure. I would really want to impart to anyone listening that there's no cause for panic. You know, you don't need to start buying all the water you can find and stuff like that. Just really, you know, listen to your body. Stay home if you're sick. Right now, from the last that I've seen, about 80% of the people who have contracted coronavirus have had the milder symptoms and have recovered on their own within 2 weeks.
If somebody thinks that they're presenting symptoms, maybe they traveled recently and they're concerned that they may have it, what should a person do?
If someone is experiencing symptoms consistent with COVID-19, it is recommended that they contact their local health provider, their preferred health provider, and explain the situation to them so that the health care provider can make proper accommodations for them. Because if they do have something, then they don't want them to just come in, all, you know, randomly and potentially infect others.
Have you been in touch with providers in the area and been coordinating at all?
Yes. The Public Health and Human Services, we have regular communications with local partners from healthcare institutions, the universities, nonprofits, local businesses, and just to make sure that the information that we have that will be pertinent and helpful to residents is free-flowing, and that we're more kind of comparing notes so that we're all on, you know, creating a united front.
Do you have any advice for people who are trying to avoid exposing themselves to this?
There is currently no vaccine to prevent COVID-19, so the best way to prevent the illness is to avoid being exposed to it. And for that, it would be when the recommendations are similar to many other respiratory illnesses. So it's recommended that you avoid close contact with those who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, stay home when you're sick, cover your cough with, you know, or sneeze with a tissue, throw the tissue away, and disinfect your hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using household cleaning sprays or wipes.
This weekend, we have a ton of people coming to Columbia from all over for
True
False Film Festival. A lot of people sitting in the same rooms together. Has there been any preparation for that or any planning around that?
I know that representatives from True False have been in contact with staff from our department, and we are, you know, providing recommendations on how to kind of best mitigate potential transmission of any respiratory illness, not specifically COVID-19.
Are there resources that you can suggest for people who want to learn more about the disease?
The CDC, they provide the most reliable and up-to-date information on COVID-19. You can also visit the Public Health and Human Services website. We actually just launched a page today that will give all the most up-to-date information that we have available, as well as, you know, some infographics and things like that for individuals who are just looking to learn more and to kind of put people at ease and know that this is something that is being closely monitored and planned for and prepared for.
That was Lucio Betoy from Columbia and Boone County Public Health and Human Services. You can find more information on our website at kbia.org. For the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.